Tuesday, April 26, 2022. We've got a named workout today that people really enjoy. It's called Gretel. Men use a 135-pound barbell, women a 95-pound barbell, and it is 10 rounds for time of three clean and jerks, power clean, three clean and jerks, and three bar-facing burpees. Last time we did this was June 7th, 2021. If you want to go back into the app, check your notes, check your score. Now, we're doing it as bar-facing burpees. When this was originally posted on CrossFit.com, it was vague at best as to what sort of burpees they were. Were they bar-facing? Were they lateral next to the bar? Was it whatever you wanted it to be? So we are establishing, we've done this before at Lynchpin, we're doing it again, we're doing bar-facing burpees. You're welcome. We've got videos showing all the movements. Super fitness robot time, 5 minutes and 30 seconds or less. Astonishingly impressive if that happens. More likely time could be in the neighborhood of 10 minutes and still impressive for just doing the darn work. It's a tough workout. The wild card option is precisely the same workout. We're just knocking the loading down. It's going to be 115 pounds for men, 75 for women. The scaled option, still 10 rounds, three clean and jerks, knock the loading down to 95 pounds for men, 65 for women, and three regular burpees, not over the bar, not over anything, just three regular old school burpees. We get a video showing that burpee. The limited equipment crew, 10 rounds for time, three dumbbell clean and jerks with a pair of 50s for the men, pair of 35s for the women, and then three dumbbell facing burpees. Super fitness robot for the limited equipment crew, 5 minutes or less, more likely time in the area of 9 minutes. And we've got a video showing the power clean and jerk with the dumbbell. No equipment workout, you're welcome. For time, 150 burpees. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. The first one is an either or for the midline, so don't do both. Either landmine twists, 3 sets of 8 to 12 reps, got a video showing that, or candlestick conditioning drills. Watch the video and then spend 5 to 10 minutes playing around at whatever step in that progression makes sense for you, and you won't be shortchanged. The other part of the optional accessory work gives you 3 choices. Pick one of them. Either 50 to 100 hand release push-ups or regular push-ups. The overhead carry, which is you mark out 100 feet and then, just as it sounds, you lock out a barbell overhead, pair of dumbbells, pair of kettlebells. You march 100 feet with that object locked out overhead. Make it heavy yet safe, you know, what's challenging yet appropriate, I should say. You're going to do that 3 times, resting a couple minutes between each one. Or the final choice, Lynchpin Complex number 9, which is for load. You choose the load, 7 power cleans, and then 7 push jerks or split jerks. That's considered one complete complex, 7 and 7. You're going to do 2 to 3 complexes, your choice, resting a couple minutes between each. It does not need to be unbroken. And that sometimes is confusing to people. So to be clear, this is how you would do that. You put whatever weight you want on the bar, then you do 7 power cleans, and then 7 push jerks or split jerks. You don't do 1 power clean, 1 push jerk, 1 power clean, 1 push jerk until you get to 7. No, no, no. You do 7 power cleans in a row, and then 7 shouldered overhead in a row, and that's considered a complex. Cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the wall stretch for the shoulder and the hamstring stretch for the old lower body. Hope you enjoyed the barbell and the burpees, and I'll see you back here tomorrow for a special treat.